Amoeba Music is known worldwide as the coolest independent music store with the biggest, most diverse, and affordable selection of new and used records, CDs, and DVDs found anywhere. With locations in San Francisco's historic Haight-Ashbury District, on Berkeley's Telegraph Avenue, and on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, Amoeba is always where the action is. Visit them online at amoeba.com and get 10% off your order when you enter the shopping code NOISE10. That's NOISE10 at checkout. And remember, there's always free shipping to the U.S. on music and movies at amoeba.com.
Welcome back to the Noise Pop Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli, coming to you from Different First Studios in San Francisco, California. Keeping with this podcast's year-end tradition, this episode's dedicated to the best songs of the year, and I get excited about that because we listen to music all year, we've shared so much of it with you via some artists, via noisemakers, and this is kind of a combination of all of it. I'll have my song of the year to share. It's a good one. Stay tuned. As will the folks behind the scenes of the podcast, and cool shit alert, we've also got some picks by Bay Area artists whose music we featured on the show at some point this year, and they'll be sharing their favorite song of the year. Without further ado, let's get started with an artist who's had a pretty big year herself, Melina Duterte of J-Som.
When I wake up.
She's been touring nationally. Her debut album, Turn In Two, is kind of starting to pick up a lot of steam outside of the Bay, and I sat down with Melina last week. Here she is with her pick.
My favorite song of 2016 is Your Best American Girl by Mitski. Hands down, my favorite. First time I heard that song, I was completely blown away by just like the lyrical content. Hearing her talk about being an Asian American in this kind of environment in the U.S. was, it just blew my mind because there's no one else that's doing that right now. Me and my friends would always listen to this song in our cars and just belt it out. I also just really like how it's kind of like a Weezer song too. It's very like rock and roll, straight in the face, kind of yelly. The song means a lot to me.
If I could, I'd be your little spoon and kiss your fingers forevermore. But big spoon, you have so much to do and I have nothing ahead of me. You're the sun.
For this next one, we've got something special here. Our executive producer, Dawson Ludwig, is in the studio. It's good to have you here, considering you used to do these episodes. You hosted these episodes yourself for a few years. And I'm stoked to hear your pick for Song of the Year, man. What do you got?
So my favorite song of 2016 was, without a doubt, Kanye West's Father Stretch My Hands Part 1 and 2, because I count them as one song. So when you pull apart all the different elements of these songs, it really shouldn't work. You've got the simplest Metro Boomin beat he's ever produced, a saccharine chorus delivered by Kid Cudi, one of the crassest opening lines known to man, random samples ranging from Pastor T.L. Barrett, Street Fighter II, Carolyn Shaw, and Future. All of these things add up to a mess that Kanye somehow manages to stitch together into a semi-coherent song. So finally, before I let you guys listen to this one, I wanted to point out my two favorite parts of the song. The first is the piano in the first chorus and how it lands on these like really off-kilter beats. And then the second is Kanye's use of, I actually had to look this up. It's a device where you have a sudden break in speech. It's called aposiopesis. It's that part where he says, I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to talk about it. It's a device that my boy Drake uses a lot, but this is probably the best example of it.
Well, right on. Well, that's a lot of info right there, and I can't wait to hear this song in light of what you just shared. So thanks, man. Here we go. Dawson's pick, Kanye West, Father Stretch My Hands, Part 1 and 2.
You're the only power. You're the only power. You're the only power.
Young Metro, don't trust you, I'm gonna show you.
Beautiful morning, you're the sun of my morning, babe. Nothing in the water. Beautiful morning, you're the sun of my morning, babe. Nothing in the water.
I just wanna feel liberated, I just wanna feel liberated, if I fuck this model, and she just bleached her asshole, and I get bleach on my t-shirt, I'ma feel like an asshole. I was high when I met her, we was down at Tribeca. She get under your skin if you let her, she get under your skin. I don't even wanna talk about it, I don't even wanna talk about it, I don't even wanna say nothing. Everybody gon' say something, I'll be worried if they say nothing. Remind me where I know you from. She looking like she owe you something. You know just what we want. I wanna wake up with you.
Beautiful morning, you're the sun of my morning, babe. Nothing in the water. Beautiful morning, you're the sun of my morning, babe. Nothing in the water.
I just wanna feel liberated. I just wanna feel liberated.
I told.
Up in the morning, miss you bad. Sorry, I ain't call you back. Same problem my father had. All his time, all he had, and what he dreamed. All his cash, market crash, hurt him bad. People get divorced for that. Drop some stacks, pops is good. Mama passed in Hollywood. If you ask, lost my soul. Driving fast, lost control. Off the road, jaw was broke. Remember we always broke. Remember I'm coming back. I'll be taking all the steps.
I got broads in Atlanta. The lead credit cards and the scammers.
Take it off, Stego.
Legacies, family. Wait and see, look like a planet. Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the helmets. Legacies, family. Wait and see, family. Pocket spool, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man out of macho like Randy. The chopper go out for granted. This nigga bullet, you banner. Hope you killers on the stand.
I just wanna feel liberated. Hey!
I just wanna feel liberated.
Take it off, Stato.
I get broads in Atlanta, twisted up leaning shit, sick of fun. Credit cards and the scammers, wake
take
up beside you, shit.
Take it off,
over to Lattie shit, they be acting rats, I know we clapping shit. I be pulling us up in the finest shit. I got plenty of stuff with Bugatti, but look how I tried this shit. Black is six, Phantom, why is he killing no comma?
And now we have a pick from one of my favorite artists in the Bay, from Sandra Lawson Dew, the lead singer of Bell's Atlas from Oakland. Here she is with her pick.
Hi, this is Sandra Lawson from the band Bell's Atlas. And one of my favorite songs from 2016 is Cranes in the Sky by Solange and Raphael Sadiq. And this song is really beautiful. It has such a lightness to it, but it also is really potent and resonates hours after hearing it. You know, the strings and the keys and the backgrounds, they kind of just float you the entire way and make so much space for the words to speak clearly. And then the bass line holds so much of its own character and to me feels really responsive to the sentiment of the song, but it also feels very grounding and familiar.
Those metal lines.
Okay, I'm really stoked that we have this artist on right now because we first had him on the show during our Noise Pop Festival episode in February, and he's had a hell of a year. It's Jackson Phillips from Daywave, and it's an artist that I've been following for quite a while. We caught up with him right after his Treasure Island Festival set, and I love his pick. Here's Jackson Phillips from Daywave with his song of the year.
Well, I think my favorite album of 2016 was the Frank Ocean album, Blonde. I think it was really the only thing this year so far that's like really stuck with me that I keep going back to and listening to. And I think my favorite song is this one called White Ferrari, which is just, it's a very beautiful song. And it's very raw and broken down and simple and only has like the elements that are needed. And there's just not a whole lot going on, but it just works. Everything works really well together. And there's like, you get kind of some great synthesizers, and then it breaks down to an acoustic thing, and then like the melodies are just so sweet at the end, and like the way he just writes melodies and like how it just like lays over the chords that he's playing, it's just so good. Frank Ocean, he's genius.
Bad luck to talk on these rides, mine on the road, your dilated eyes, watch the clouds float. White Ferrari, had a good time.
16, how was I supposed to know?
And you know anything?
I let you out at Central. I didn't care to state the plane. Kept my mouth closed, we're both so familiar. White Ferrari,
stick by me, close by me,
you will find,
you will find.
As distance slow by, left when I forget to speak. So I text the speeds, lesser speeds, Texas speed, yes. Basic Texas toll on me, eventually, yes. I on me, eventually, yes.
I care for you still, and I will forever. That was my part of the deal. Honest. We got so familiar, spending each day of the year, white Ferrari, good times.
In this life, in this life.
Too many years since I stood eyelids on a facelift. Mind over matter is magic. I do magic. If you think about it, you'll stay.
Prison. It's just a skull lease, that's what they call it, and we're free to roam.
Earlier this year, we did this episode about how there's so few female festival headliners, and a good friend of mine and a fellow journalist, Alyssa Pereira, was on that episode with me, and I was really stoked to hear what her song of the year was, since we talk about music a lot, and she writes about it on the regular, so we brought her in. Here's Alyssa now with her pick.
One of my favorite songs of the year is The Japanese House's Swim Against the Tide. It's a song about the long-term effects of dealing with the loss of a partner or a relationship, a breakup, and how in the months that follow, you can still be viscerally affected by remembering that loss. I think everybody, or most people, have gone through a sort of loss or breakup, the kind that stays with you for weeks, months, years after it happens. There's a beautiful line in it: spirit grows when love goes away. I'm still thinking of a new way to say I miss you. And the way she sings it is just beautiful. It swells. It feels like she's coming to terms with that kind of loss in that moment.
Hold me apart for a while. You said I'd learn to cry, and you're right, and I wept through the hole. Something, and it feels like summer. I keep on running back. Sit back and open wide. Let me see you dead inside. It's so hard to swim against the tide. Run back, you've been over cracks in the road. Won't you slow me down? Spirit grows when love goes away. And I'm still thinking of a new way to say I miss you.
And now we have the person who makes the podcast sound the way that it does, our producer, Ashley Ann Craigbaum. Why don't you just go ahead, get right into it, share with us your song of the year.
I'm so excited to be on this side of the microphone. I get to listen all year to all of your fantastic suggestions. You know, we talk back and forth before we record about what those song picks are. So it's really been really fun to be working on this with you all year. But I am excited that I get to just pick whatever the heck song I want right now. This song is called Best Kept Secret. It's by Case, Lang, and Veers, which is Nico Case, Katie Lang, and Laura Veers. So three crazy, amazing singer-songwriter powerhouses coming together to do an album because they love each other and want to make an album together. And I love when artists, you know, take that initiative and just make an album because they really want to work on a specific collaboration. And this song, I picked it because it's definitely in my top five, just songs that I really love the way it sounds. I love the orchestration, the lyrics. It hits all of like my markers of what kind of songs my ear just wants to like worm into. But also it didn't get like super tons of coverage. It got less than I thought it would. And so I just wanted to kind of put it out there a little more because it's so good. You'll hear sweeping like orchestras at the beginning, a steady beat that is so pop influenced, super poppy. The lyrics of this track are all about, you know, really showing appreciation for a friend and someone who gives back to your community. And we all have people like that in our lives who are just like, they're so wonderful. They're such great connectors. They just want to like help people make great stuff. And anyways, this song is about one of those great people who live down in LA somewhere. Laura Veers takes the lead on this one, but the whole album, Case, Lang, and Veers, it's just the three of them taking turns on lead vocals and all the instruments. And yeah, this is Best Kept Secret.
At the table that you
Right on. Okay, now it's my turn, and my song of the year, I guess it was hard at first, but now that I think about it, it's not hard at all. If you know me well enough, or if you even listen to this podcast, it shouldn't come as a surprise. It's Anderson .Paak and BJ the Chicago Kid, The Waters, produced by Madlib. And I love this song. There's all the elements of a good Anderson .Paak track with the soulful opening, and then BJ's on the hook, and the beat is just nasty. And I actually have a story that pretty much every time I listen to this song, I think about this. I was at South by Southwest, and I was walking. It was raining lightly, and I passed by Spotify House, and I hadn't been there all week. And I looked down at my schedule, and it said that at noon, it was BJ the Chicago Kid, and at 1 o'clock, it was Anderson .Paak. And there was no line, and I was just like, I got to go in there. And I went in there, and I watched BJ, and he slayed it. And I hit up my buddy Justin Yee, who's a good buddy of mine who lives in Arizona, and I knew he was at South By. And I was like, you got to get over here. We got to see .Paak. BJ's on right now. He gets there in time. We both had our cameras. And the first song in the set was The Waters, and they played it together, which is like super rare. Like, what are the odds that BJ just happened to be playing a set before .Paak? Every time I hear the song, I think about that moment when the rain was kind of falling lightly. The song itself is, it's really cleansing, and which is fitting for a song called The Waters. This song, also spoiler alert, is from my album of the year, Malibu by Anderson .Paak. Here's my song of the year though. The Waters by Anderson .Paak featuring BJ the Chicago Kid, produced by Madlib.
Tried to tell niggas in 2012, nigga, working hand to hand and no avail. Volume 1 was too heavy for you frail niggas, so I got lean like codeine and pills. It's the visionary in the vintage Chevy. It's been a while, but wow, you still care. Free Nash till they pass out obituaries in bold caps. Your bitch ass was not there. And I could do anything but move backwards. The hardest thing is to keep from being distracted. My big sister still claiming me on the taxes. Tell Uncle Sam I just need a second to add this. Gave my mama 10 racks and she packed and went to chew mash with it. Could dribble the worth and gave me half of it. Half of it I tucked in the back of the air mattress. A quarter stash was stashed in the box with the Air Maxes. The rest got lost in sacks with my wife in no BM. Whack niggas dropping links in my DM. Bad bitches up and down the nigga TL. I'm glad that you finally made it to the future, but you late and the price is through the motherfucking roof. If you want, you could wait outside the building, I ain't taking no more meetings.
Stepped in the water, water was cold. She healed my body, but not my soul.
I bring you greetings from the First Church of Boom Baptist, United Fellowship of Free Nationals. Residing pastor is Die Pack, and the First Lady is a bad bitch with slanted eyelids and thick asses, sunglasses. Martin Luther King fan for you bitch niggas sweating on my patent leather. Pressure turning featherweight into a Cinderella. I ain't seen the ground in days since I grew with fellas. You do one better. Word to the liquor that killed my grandpa liver. I know you're finally proud of niggas smiling. For every 100 niggas that came and gone missing, only a handful will go the distance. I swear I seen this shit coming as if I was living up under the plumbing while niggas was riffing and mumbling about what they could do. I was kicking gumbo, whipping the voodoo. I was in the jungle running with Zulus. We was looking past the struggle while life was moving so fast. You had to be sharp as a Ginsu. To the top of the food group, doing what I want and how I should too.
Thanks for joining us on this special Songs of the Year episode, and thanks for joining us all year here on the podcast. The Noise Pop Podcast is produced by Ashley Ann Krigbaum. Our executive producer is Dawson Ludwig. Our admin is Megan Mayer, and the Noise Pop Podcast is recorded at Different First Studios in San Francisco's Mission District. Special thanks to Jackson Phillips, Sandra Lawson-Dew, Melina Duterte, Alyssa Pereira, and obviously Ashley Ann and Dawson for joining me on this episode. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli, and we'll see you in 2017. Cheers.
This episode of the Noise Pop Podcast is powered by Do the Bay, the best resource for finding out what's going on in the Bay Area and beyond. Curated by locals for locals, Do the Bay is the number one event site in the Bay. Win tickets to hundreds of events, secret shows, exclusive parties, and more. Visit dothebay.com or download the free Do Stuff app and start doing awesome stuff.